my mission prays, inspiring those behind. Well, my creator be pleased with me when I look into those eyes, when I is a law on the line. There's a law on the line. There's a law on the line these days.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Is it you I'm longing for? Is it something else that
This is The Jukebox. I am your host, Julian Taylor. That is brand new music from Wolf Saga. The song that you just heard is called Night Odyssey. And Wolf Saga is now based in Toronto, but spent a lot of time in London, Ontario. When we first met, I know he was living there, and what a wonderful artist this person is. Wolf Saga is named to honor the spirit of the wolf, who is a loyal protector of loved ones, and this holds a special meaning in the Ojibwe culture. Next up on the show, we've got music from a great artist, Jill Barber, from the album Homemaker, which came out in 2023. I met Jill at the Edmonton Folk Festival and recently just ran into her at the Junos in Halifax, as well as the Canadian Folk Music Awards, where she won an award for Producer of the Year. She has just announced that she's going to do a new record, a sophomore francophone record, which is very exciting. So here is Jill Barber on the show with Beautiful Life.
Scrolling on my phone again, double tapping Instagram. I don't really like how I feel. Watching someone else's life, then I go comparing mine to a glossy highlight reel.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Never ever
There you go. A classic from Chuck Berry. One of the songs that got rock and roll started, Johnny B. Good, right here on the jukebox. Interesting fact about that song, it is one of the tunes that is in outer space. I don't mean like a trip. I'm saying it's actually out there in the universe because NASA put like this capsule together and just threw it out there in case any extra terrestrial life found it. And so I guess if aliens find it, they might be jiving to Johnny B. Good, which is cool, I guess, you know. 100 Proof Aged in Soul, a song called Everything Good Is Bad, is coming up on the show. Also, T-Bay's Natasha Fisher. She's living in Toronto now, but she's originally from Thunder Bay, mind you, and has been releasing some great pop music. If I Wanted You, Boy, that's coming up on the show. Susie Vinnick, one of the award winners for Solo Artist of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards. And her song City and Skies is coming up, as well as brand new music from Burnstick. Burnstick is a couple, Jason and Nadia, who I first met at the Folk Music Ontario conference, and they are wonderful. Nice gruff voice from Jason, and to complement that, a nice angelic voice from Nadia. Here they are with Warrior Ride on the jukebox.
Watched you so many times through the rolling hills, prairie skies held your place between the lines where the story's told, the troubled eyes with a heart of gold, winners rise. Yeah.
a tune. My dog and I strolled star-speckled nights, and my sister and I rode our bikes through the wheat field. When the wind was right, you could hear the train cry, the hum of the cars on the highway. City and skies breathing side by side. I hear them whisper, whisper my name. With all of my mind, chasing my kite, now tangled around a willow on Glasgow Street. The willow fell down when they bulldozed the ground to build up this town, and they carted my kite strings away. When the wind was right, you could hear the train cry, the hum of the cars on the highway. The city and sky breathing side by side. I hear them whisper, whisper my name.
Music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
If I wanted you, boy, would you want me to? If I needed you, boy, would you need me to? I could love you, boy, time.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. One of nature's enthralling spectacles is a flock of thousands of shorebirds flying wingtip to wingtip. The huge flock seems to act like a single organism, rolling and twisting in exquisite patterns. To better understand how these shorebird flocks operate, scientists analyzed videos of them in flight. Surprisingly, they found that flocks use a combination of two well-known organizational patterns. One is a cluster, lots of shorebirds flying together in a loose, three-dimensional cloud. It's a marvel of precise action that allows the birds to confuse predators and to avoid colliding with one another. The second kind of pattern is a basic V formation, where smaller groups of birds within the flock sync up in V shapes, like migrating geese. The V formation has a different purpose, to make flight more efficient, as birds in formation ride off the lift created by birds ahead of them. The compound pattern combines the advantages of the cluster and the V formation to improve both predator avoidance and aerodynamic efficiency. Head to birdnote.org to see videos of huge shorebird flocks in action. I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s